Good morning, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us once again. Let's begin this meditation with a quote from H. Jackson Brown, Jr. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. Think about it. The story is told of a house servant who had two large pots. One hung on each end of the pole that he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it. The servant would go down to the stream every morning, fill the pots with water, and carry the water back to the house. At the end of the walk from the stream, the cracked pot always arrived half full. The other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. For 2 years, the servant delivered each day only one and a half pots of water to his servant's house. The perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the cracked pot was ashamed of its imperfection and was miserable because it brought back only half of what it was supposed to bring. After 2 years, the cracked pot, saddened by its performance and believing that it had miserably failed, spoke to the servant one day by the stream and said, "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you." "What are you ashamed of?" said the servant. "For the past 2 years, I've been unable to deliver my full load because the crack in my side causes water to leak all the way to your master's house. Because of my flaws, I only get half the water needed for you to do your work." The servant said, "As you return to the master's house, I want you to notice something. I want you to notice those beautiful flowers along the path." And as they went up the hill, the cracked pot noticed the wild flowers on the side of the path. And when they reached the house, the servant said to the pot, "Did you notice the flowers grew only on your side of the path and not on the other side?" "That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. And I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back to the stream, you've watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table." Each of us have flaws, but if we allow, the Lord will use our flaws to bring lasting beauty to the world for his glory. One of the things I really like about the stories of the Bible is that all of the significant players have issues. If I were writing the Bible, I would make sure that all the heroes and the heroines of the Bible were men and women of the highest order. They would be super saints who represented the highest morals and the greatest levels of faith known to humanity. But who does God use? There's Rahab, a prostitute, and David, an adulterer, Jacob, a trickster, and Moses, a murderer. Then there's Peter, who loved Jesus, really loved Jesus, but broke under pressure one day and denied him. I've got two scriptures I want to give to you that feel as if you have some perfections that you just can't help. And I want you to take these scriptures seriously. Write it down. The first one is Romans 9, 20, 21. Again, that's Romans 9, 20, 21. And it reads, "But you, O man, who are you to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, 'Why did you make me like this?' Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" Let me read verse 21 again. "Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" What I want you to do is that I want you to read this scripture every day until you get it. And once you get it, really get it, I want you to go to someplace quiet and pray something like this: "Lord, If you can love and accept me the way I am, so can I. Then there's 1 Corinthians 1:27 that says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. I want you to notice this about that verse, the word or the idea, God has chosen. God has chosen the weak things or the foolish things to confound the wise and the weak things to confound the mighty. God has chosen you. So I want you to remember this when you start feeling bad about your flaws. You can't help it. This is just the way you are. And speak this truth into your soul. I may be flawed, but I am chosen. God's greatest works are done when he uses flawed and weak vessels to accomplish his will. That's how great our God is. Let's pray. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We bow before your greatness early this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. Our hearts are full of gratitude because of who you are and how you keep using us for amazing things beyond our comprehension. We offer ourselves to you, God, flaws and all. We know, God, that we are not perfect in your sight, but perhaps some of that perfection, imperfection that we have is according to your design. And perhaps, God, though we don't understand and though we often compare ourselves to others to try to use them as our standard for excellence and proficiency, but God, you do what you do in a manner that you choose to do it. Yes, truly, your ways are beyond our ways. And so, God, we now open our hearts and we allow for you to teach us and to reveal a truth and a revelation that the world will never give us. And that is, you love us like we are. That we are designed according to your will. And so, God, we offer ourselves to you. And if you can do anything with us, God, here we are. Use us. We thank you, God, for the variety of life. We thank you, God, how you can use great and small, big and large. You can use all sorts of people to do mighty and glorious things. And so, God, we stop trying to assess our worth and try to determine our effectiveness in our lives and relax and exhale and enjoy you as we enjoy life. We thank you for maturity and growth and insight and revelation. And we pray, O God, that we can be truly ourselves as we rest in you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the many opportunities that this day presents to us. Forgive us for our ignorance and our apathy, and we repent and offer ourselves completely to you this day to be used by you. If you can do anything with us, use us. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, amen and amen. Well, this brings us to an end. We pray that you were blessed. I know I was. And we hope that you guys have a good and glorious day. But remember this, live each day in love with God. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Same to you.